The Voyager 1 spacecraft launched in 1977 on a mission to Jupiter and Saturn. Since then, it's just kept going and going. Today, Voyager is billions of miles from the Earth, and scientists have been predicting it will soon leave our solar system. But one research team says it already has, and it left a year ago. NPR's Jeff Brumfiel asks, how'd we miss that?
For the past decade or so, we here at NPR have been waiting for Voyager 1 to leave the solar system.
Cremigius and his colleagues believe that Voyager 1 passed through the beginning of the end of our solar system.
And it's about to leave the space that is influenced by the energy from the sun.
Voyager 1 is almost there.
That's NPR's Richard Harris, Steve Inskeep, and Audie Cornish. But now Mark Swistak, a researcher at University of Maryland, says the spacecraft may have already left.
Late July 2012 is when we think it is.
July 27th, to be precise, which is almost my birthday.
It's almost my wedding anniversary, too, so there is that going for it.
Seriously, though, how'd we miss that? As it turned out, it wasn't entirely our fault. Researchers thought the solar system was surrounded by a clearly marked magnetic field.
There's one at the Earth. There's one that, for instance, Jupiter, Saturn, many of the planets have them. And so just by analogy, we were expecting there to be something like that for the solar system.
Scientists were waiting for Voyager to cross over the magnetic edge of our solar system and into the magnetic field of interstellar space. But in a paper in the September issue of astrophysical journal Letters, Swistak and his colleagues say the magnetic fields may blend together. And so, in July of 2012, when Voyager crossed from the solar system into deep space, all they saw was a little change in the field.
Voyager just kept cruising along.
But not everyone thinks Voyager has left. Ed Stone is NASA's chief scientist for Voyager. He thinks there is a magnetic edge. And until Voyager sees a change in the magnetic field, it's still in the solar system. He's hoping that change will come in coming years.
I think there's a very good chance before we finally run out of electrical power that we will be demonstrably in interstellar space.
Until Voyager's power goes out or the magnetic field flips, Swistak says the scientific debate will continue. So will Voyager's journey.
Basically, it's just happily heading off towards pretty much nowhere.
Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.